The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the Best of the Names. In the Name of Allah, Lord of Earth and Heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. We are with you with another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Again, on an special occasion, that is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas, peace be upon him. Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you. Today, Monday, is the 4th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of the month of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Congratulations to Shia brothers and sisters on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas. Who was Abbas, whose birth anniversary is being celebrated this day? To the Muslims, Abbas is known in different ways, as the Lion of Ali, the Hero of Karbala, the flag bearer of Hussein, the beloved brother of Zainab, and the loving uncle of Sakina, peace be upon them all. The devotion of Abbas to Hussein was not just on the physical level, it was based on the spiritual level. It is reflected in his statement to Shimr ibn Dhiljoshan, "May God curse you and your amnesty. You give assurance of protection to us, but the son of the Prophet's daughter has no amnesty." Abbas ibn Ali's message to us is quite clear. We have to strengthen the ties of brotherhood with fellow Muslims, irrespective of their race, color, language, or geographical location. All of us are brethren in faith. All other relationships must be synchronized with that. We should be able to feel the pain of one another. As the Prophet Muhammad once said, Muslims are like one body. When one limb is injured, the hurt is felt by the entire body. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas. Congratulations to all of you. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the graceful birth of Al-Abbas ibn Ali. As we know, Imam Ali alayhi salam had several sons, from several wives he married after the martyrdom of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. One of outstanding sons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, with the exception of the two infallible sons, Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, is his son Al-Abbas ibn Ali. Al-Abbas ibn Ali has received the patronymic, that is kunya, Abu al-Fadl or Abu al-Fazail or Abu Fazail, the owner of virtues or the holder of virtues. In this regard, it must be indicated that in the Hashemites, in the Hashemite dynasty, it was a practice, it was a clan practice that whoever had a son named Al-Abbas or Abbas gave his son, who was named Al-Abbas, the kunya patronymic Abul Fazl. And it was a common practice, in the Hashemite dynasty. Another indication or another interpretation is that those people who've been regarded as Abu al-Fazl or Abu al-Fazail, it was because when they were still quite young and yet a child, they showed some signs of, virtues and profound understanding and deep appreciation. Because of this, they were called Abu al-Fazl or Abu al-Fazl. And Fazl in Arabic means virtue or a sublime personality trait or characteristic. It was also practiced among Arabs and particularly among Muslims, that they received such designations or, I mean, descriptive words or descriptive titles because of the sublime and outstanding virtues. Because of this, it's indicated that once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam encountered someone, I mean, who had the patronymic, I mean, kunya Abu al-Hakam, I mean, the owner or issuer of judgments. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated to that person that, I mean, the Hakam or the ultimate judge is none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what was the reason behind calling him, I mean, that person, Abu al-Hakam, I mean, the owner of sound judgments? Then that person indicated that since because he was a sound judge and reliable judge and a person reliable in terms of judging whenever any misunderstanding or controversy occurred in his clan. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised his job of, for example, settling quarrels and so on, and never said anything. And by doing so, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that ascribing such designations to such people is without any problem.
The desire of Imam Ali that this son, whom he named Abbas, meaning a dauntless lion, would accomplish the same deeds of valor and who would follow his teachings without fearing of life and death. It was also his wish that Abbas would be a constant companion of Imam al-Hussein and be his standard bearer at Karbala. Imam Ali, who himself was known as the Lion of Allah and the gateway of knowledge, brought up Hazrat Abbas and ably guided him till he was 14 years old. The next 10 years were spent under the careful eye of Imam al-Hussein and last 10 years with Imam Hussein. Thus it was not surprising that Hazrat Abbas acquired near perfection in so many spheres of life. His gallantry, boldness, courageous outlook, and the art of combat and soldiery were inherited from Hazrat Ali, and this he proved very well in the battles of Jamal, Safin, and Nahrawan. Imam Hassan taught him patience and tolerance. His lion-hearted loyalty and self-sacrificing nature were the result of his association with Imam al-Hussein and Sayyida Zainab. Physically, mentally, morally, and spiritually, he was fully developed, besides being an accomplished scholar. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to this episode of today's special on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all of you. Pilgrimage to his mausoleum. It is more than 1400 years since tragedy occurred at Karbala, and still tens of thousands of pilgrims keep going there year after year from all parts of the Muslim world to pay their respects to the gallant Abul Fazl Abbas, Moon of the Hashemites, at his magnificent mausoleum. They offer salutations and pray to Allah for their needs, seeking His intercession, for this is a place where so many vows have been fulfilled and where so many miracles have taken place. Many a devotee has willed that he be buried in his holy place, and so often one sees the sight of a coffin being carried a few times around the tomb of Hazrat Abbas and taken to the allotted place of burial in Karbala at this wonderful shrine. The Holy Quran says, "And if you are slain in the way of Allah or you die, certainly forgiveness from Allah and mercy is better than one day a mass." Chapter 3, verse 157 of the Holy Quran.
The reason why we celebrate the birth of any of the Ma'sumin or any other great person is because of that great person being a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, and we need to appreciate that blessing on that day. It's a day where God has blessed us.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember, every bar, every bar.
One characteristic that Abul Fadl al-Abbas had was insight. Abul Fadl al-Abbas, salamullahi alayhi, coming with Abu Abdullah al-Husayn to Karbala didn't just happen. He wasn't forced. In Medina, there was a lot of opposition to the decision of the Imam, not by others, by the very family members of Imam al-Husayn. The husband of Zainab, salamullahi alayha, Abdullah bin Ja'far al-Tayyar, he was opposed to this decision. Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya, the other brother of Imam al-Husayn, was opposed to this decision, and he didn't come. And there were other family members as well that didn't come. They didn't show up. They didn't agree with the Imam. They thought the Imam was making a big mistake. And the second point about Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas is his loyalty. His loyalty to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Because when you understand, one thing is to understand what's right to do. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas did that.
Allah ma'ana, tasma'una wa tarana. Allah, Allah, inna harujuka al-wufrana.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We ask you to keep us in your prayer during this auspicious day. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas, peace be upon him. And fi aman Allah.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Salam everybody and heartiest felicitations to you all. Today is the 4th of Sha'ban, the auspicious birthday of the immortal standard bearer of Karbala, Hazrat Abbas, peace upon him. Here is what his father, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, said, entrusting the newborn to the care of the immortal martyr of Karbala. O Hussein, I am entrusting to you this child. He will represent me on the day of your supreme sacrifice and lay down his life in defending you and your dear ones, much as I would have done if alive on that day.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations on this most auspicious and beautiful day, which is the birthday of the brother of Imam Hussein, Hazrat Abul Fazl al-Abbas. May God's mercy and peace be upon him. As you know, the brother of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Hazrat Abbas, was not an infallible imam. Nevertheless, he holds a high position in the eyes of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a tradition narrated from the Holy Prophet regarding the spiritual position of Hazrat Abbas, and also his honor and nobility in the eyes of the infallible imams and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following to Hazrat Abbas. He said, "May the actual words of the Prophet are, may God refresh your eyes. Aqarra Allahu aynak." This is kind of one of those phrases that are used in Arabic when somebody wants to tell a person, I hope that you always remain happy. Then the Prophet ﷺ says the following, فَأَنْتَ بَابُ الْحَوَائِجِ. the Prophet. This is interesting. We refer to Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam with this designation, the door of requests, the door of wishes. People make requests and wishes and ask in the name of Hazrat Abbas. Now we know from this hadith where this came from. The Prophet designated him with this title, meaning you are the door of requests. If somebody wants a request granted, he can do it by asking Allah through you. Washfa liman shi'ta. The Prophet also gave him another designation, and that's this, that Hazrat Abbas has the power to intercede on behalf of his followers, the people who love him, the people who adore him, the people who ask Allah in his name, right, on the day of resurrection. Aside from the infallible imams, we know that the station of intercession and shafa'at is not limited to that of the prophets and the a'imma alayhi wassalam. Rather, it also is established for other people as well. Of course, we have to admit that this is of varying degrees. And of course, finally, the last station and the highest station of intercession is solely belongs to the Holy Prophet. Nevertheless, other people also have this power as well. One of the people who God granted this power to was Hazrat Abbas. So, and we know that the reason for this is because of his piety, his knowledge, and obviously his the great loyalty that he displayed to his brother Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura, and in his defense of the station of Wilayat and Imamat, and also the family of the Holy Prophet. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the station, the spiritual station of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa alihi al-farajum.
Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters.
From
all over the world, respected students, dear students, Min al-Husayn, Muhammad Yahya Jafari, Sayyid Muhammad Hadi Naqvi and Mahdi Al Husseinan.
Yes, I'm Sayyid.
And okay, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari. All right?
Yes.
Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem series of Quranic sessions held by
IRIB
English Radio and
Sayyid Muhammad Sevier,
Yahya Ja'fari. Okay, Sevier International Schools Network, along with the students of this school, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope, inshallah, you have started a good day and you're having great times. So we have been, alhamdulillah, talking about how to read and recite the Quran Kareem. Many topics have been told here in this series of sessions. Also, we have done the first level and we are now doing the second level of how to read the Quran Kareem, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So in this session, inshallah, we will do a different topic as well, okay? And then inshallah we'll go and continue our Quranic sessions. All right?
Yes.
So, go to Surah Al-Inshiqaq, page 589. Respected brothers and sisters, as you hear us, we are going to inshallah apply this rule, the rule of Alif Maddi plus Hamzatul Wasl on Surah Al-Inshiqaq, inshallah. So, recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
So, it's a sajda.
Yes, that's mustahab one, recommended one. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Okay, now we have إذا, then السماء.
إذا
السماء. إذا السماء انشقت.
إذا السماء انشقت.
So now, can you read إذا, then do not read إذا. How do you read the next word?
السماء.
السماء. Why? السماء. السماء. ما شاء الله, that's wrong.
السماء. السماء.
السماء.
Why السماء؟ Why Asama?
Isama because.
Why Isama?
Because it's second.
No. Because the third letter. The third letter has fatha, then it will be kasra.
Alif, lam, third letter, sin, double sin. We have the first sin is sakin. That's sakin. The fourth letter has fatha.
Also, the third letter has.
He just forgot. He just forgot the rule.
No.
If a word starts with alif lam, we put a fatha.
Yes, I see.
Al-ard, al-sama, al-alam. Like this.
Oh, oh.
Like this.
Allahu
like
Akbar. This. Okay, so how do you read it?
As-sama.
Very simple. Okay, how do you read the next one? The next word, Mahdi, read it.
The next word is right
Mahdi,
here.
Mahdi is going to read it.
Inshaqat.
Huh?
Oh, this?
Yeah, yes. That word.
The,
no. Just read the word. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ then انشقت. How do you read it?
إِذَا السَّمَاءُ
starts with Hamzatul Wasl.
إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشقت.
Okay, great. Now read only the last word.
انشقت.
انشقت.
No.
In and un, which one?
In. انشقت.
انشقت. That's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong. So why do you say that? I say
Mahdi, said that's wrong.
The third sorry, letter. Said ooh. Look at the third letter.
Look at the third letter.
It is have fatha.
I so said
if,
should
if
be...
the third letter has fatha,
so it should be kasra.
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 How do you read it? In shaqqat.
In shaqqat.
If the third letter had kasra, in shaqqat. But we don't have it, right?
Yeah.
If the third letter had dhamma Mahdi.
In na
un shaqqat. Okay, un or in?
Un.
In.
Right now is in, but
right now in.
Yes.
Yes. So Mahdi, the third letter has what? You got a fatha, right?
Yes.
So how do you say in shaqqat? So for fatha and kasra, if the third letter has fatha or kasra,
here is the third letter has sukun.
Yeah. If we start with hamzatul wasl, we put a kasra.
If we have sukun, then what?
Sukun.
Yeah.
Here we don't have such because no. Three. So sakin letters come after one another.
The first one is sakin. The first one is sakin. The second one has. The third one is saqat because there are two qe.
No. Shin.
Shin is the second one.
The third letter.
Noon shin.
Hamzatul wasl itself is one. Hamzatul wasl one. Noon second. Shin third. Okay. Count that Hamzatul wasl. Okay. If you do not count it, it becomes very difficult. You have to count
it. Should read it.
So. Let's go. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ.
إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ.
So after this, you don't have to say إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ, right? It's wrong. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ.
إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ.
أحسن. Okay, the next one. Wa. Is it Hamzatul Wasl or Hamzatul Qatl?
Qatl.
Not Qatl, okay?
Qatl.
So, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. وأذنت لربها وحقت
وأذنت لربها وحقت.
Remember, some students make mistake here. Look, وَأَذِينَتْ لِرَبِّهَا أَلِفْ مَدِّي, right?
Yes.
هَا وَحُقَّتْ. They say, وَأَذِينَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. They think that we have to connect to wow, and we don't have to read the أَلِفْ مَدِّي. This is wrong, yes? Where do we do this? When we have أَلِفْ and لَام.
Yes.
أَلْ, right, Mahdi?
No, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, وأذنت لربها وحق.
وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ.
Okay, we don't say لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, no. لِرَبِّهَا. There is someone called Minhal Hussein. Most of the times he did not prolong the sound. Yeah, do you know him?
Yes, right there.
Inshallah, for his well-being, inshallah, for his success, and also yours, recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Okay, the next ayah, Hadi will recite. Let's see, does he connect the alif maddi to alif lam or no? Hadi, next ayah. Okay, what was the mistake, Mahdi?
Is.
وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ.
Do it as okay. Tashdeed.
What? Again, read it. That's correct.
وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ
مُدَّتْ. Oh, that's nice. وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ.
وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ.
Thank you, Adi. That was great. That was great. So don't forget it, okay?
إِذَا
أَلِفْ لَام أَلِفْ مَدِّي then أَلِفْ لَام. Connect them. That's great. So, the next one, Mahdi will recite the next ayah.
No, you.
No, him.
Okay, Mahdi has chosen you. Muhammad,
no, not
here.
Me.
I'm Minhal. I chose Minhal. No, I chose
Minhal. Minhal.
وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ.
تخلت.
تخلت.
أحسن. This time he didn't make that mistake. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ. He didn't make that mistake. That was great. Okay. So, everyone, repeat after me. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ.
وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ.
أحسن. أحسن.
تخلت.
Okay, نعم. محمد يحيى will recite the next one.
وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ.
أحسن. This was repeated.
Yeah, it's again.
So everyone. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ.
وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ.
أحسن. محمد مهدي الحسين. Read the next ayah. This was the example that we just practiced, yes? Okay, مهدي. Should we...
Allah.
I did the thing.
Should we prepare a red carpet for you?
I
first
make them
part
with the knife.
Hmm?
Should recite
the
salawat for me.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ya.
Ya.
Ayyuha.
He just woke up.
Yes.
Okay, Mahdi.
Ya ayyuha al-insan innaka.
Recite it. Recite.
Innaka kadihun.
Ya.
لربك كادح.
Okay, كدحا.
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 فم.
يا فم لا.
فم لا.
قي. He was about to sneeze. Okay. So, let's recite this. يا أيها الإنسان.
يا أيها الإنسان
إنك كادح.
إنك كادح
إلى ربك.
إلى ربك
كدحا فملاقيه.
قدحاً فملاقي.
Okay. يا أيها الإنسان. يا أيها الإنسان. Okay. So recite this with me. One, two, three.
يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه.
Okay. Why did we say فملاقيه? Why not فملاقيه?
Because it's
the last letter
you don't pronounce the haraka.
Inshallah, the coming session we'll talk about how to stop.
I want to say something.
With the other ayah, you have to say the haraka.
I was about to read it.
You're right.
I have a question. Do here become two sakin, one ye and one
ye? Yeah. Hey. How should we deal this?
I like this.
Famulaqiyah. This way?
No. You don't have anything.
Sir, first time I read like this. Famulaqihi.
Yeah. Look, we should do this way. Famulaqi. Qi.
He and ye should be joined together, mixed.
Yeah. No, the sound of ye prolonged because it's ye maddi.
Yeah.
Ye maddi, right? Ya maddi. Famulaqi. Inshallah, we'll talk in the coming session about how to make a pause or how to stop. Okay?
The reciting
is so. Thank you. Inshallah, after reciting the salawat, inshallah, we'll be back and continue this surah. Then some of the other rules that can help us recite better and more fluent. Okay? Thank you so. Yeah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Okay, thank you so much to IRIB English Radio, Xavier International School Network, and also the students of here. So let's recite a Quranic salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi كأني بنفسي واقفة بين يديك، وقد أظلها حسن توكلي عليك، فقلت ما أنت أهله وتغمدتني بعفوك. إلهي إن عفوت فمن أولى منك بذلك، وإن كان قد دنا أجلي ولم يدنني منك عملي، فقد جعلت الإقرار بالذنب إليك وسيلتي.
إلهي إن عفوت فمن أولى منك بذلك. My Lord, if you pardon me, then who else is worthier than you are in pardoning? وإن كان قد دنا أجلي ولم يدنني منك عملي، فقد جعلت الإقرار بالذنب إليك وسيلتي. If my time of death is near and my deeds have not brought me close to you, I make this confession of my sins to be a means of approaching to you. In this excerpt of the whispered prayer, we understand two main things. The first is the request for forgiveness, and the second is confession to our sins. So at first, it says, إلهي إن عفوت, O Lord, if you pardon me. This request from our Lord to have mercy upon us and to forgive us has been repeated throughout the traditions and the supplications. Even one of the etiquettes of Qunut in Witr Salat is to repeat Al-Afu 300 times. What we need to understand regarding this asking the Almighty Allah to have forgiveness on us is that this must be seen as a kind of requisite to receive all the Almighty Allah's mercies and other pleasures, and somehow approaching Him. And this is how Imam alayhi salam approaches this kind of request. إِنْ كَانَ قَدَّنَا أَجَلِي, if my time of death is near, وَلَمْ يُدْنِنِي مِنْكَ عَمَلِي, and my deeds have not brought me close to you, I make this confession of my sins as a means of approaching you. Imam alayhi salam is telling us that confession before the Lord is one of those highly recommended deeds, because no servant is able to do what his Lord deserves. So it is important for all the servants to reach this level of servitude, to confess to their sins standing before their lords.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So, confession by itself will enable us to reach that level of proximity to the Almighty Allah. This is exactly what Imam alayhi salam is telling us. He is somehow telling us that if by the end of my time in this world, I am not close to you enough, then I will make this confession a means to be close to you. And one of the reasons we have been recommended to be persistent in our praying is that this persistence in supplicating Allah shows the profundity of your confidence and hope in Almighty Allah. You may remember in the previous part of this whispered prayer, we talked about reliance and tawakkul. The greater your confidence and reliance in Almighty Allah, the greater would be your persistence in supplicating Him. And this is what deepens your trust in Allah. This is what consolidates your trust in Almighty Allah. Because persistence in praying to Allah reveals your depth of confidence in Him. Because this is what we have been told. The proximity of you to Allah is in accordance with the degree of your confidence in Allah, is in accordance with the degree of your attachment to Him and your detachment from anything other than Him. By knowing this, the servant knows that he has to turn to Almighty Allah alone, and He is the one who deserves to receive your confession. Imam Kadhim alayhi salam in one tradition tells his son, يَا بُنَيْ عَلَيْكَ بِالْجِدْ لَا تُخْرِجَنَّ نَفْسَكَ مِنْ حَدِّ التَّقْصِيرِ فِي عِبَادِتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. O my son, you should always try, and you should never consider yourself complete in the servitude of the Almighty Allah. Because فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُعْبَدُ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِي. The Almighty Allah can never be worshipped as He deserves to be worshipped. So the servant in this part of the whispered prayer is confessing to the fact that he knows the Almighty Allah alone is the one who deserves to pardon him. إِلَهِ إِنْ عَفَوْتَ فَمَنْ أَوْلَى مِنْكَ بِذَلِكَ. If you pardon me, who else is worthier than you are in pardoning? And the servant is also aware of the fact that confession makes him closer to Almighty Allah's mercy. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَدَّنَا أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يُدْنِنِي مِنْكَ عَمَلِي. If my deeds have not brought me close to you in the time of my death, I make this confession of my sins to be a means of approaching you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك سغوبان
شعبان بجمالك جلالك سغوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان
والعالم يقلك أحبك
شعبان بجمالك
شعبان شعبان
يا شعبان
يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently trying to understand one aspect of this A charter of Islamic governance, and that is the revolutionary nature of the Holy Quran. It is actually that book that guides the revolutionary spirit that needs to be existing inside the hearts of each and every Muslim. And it is actually one of the reasons why the mission of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues and becomes stronger, and that is why Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon number 1 mentions وَخَلَّفَ فِيكُمْ مَا خَلَّفَتِ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ فِي أُمَمِهَا What the Prophet left behind is what the other prophets of God left behind in their communities. إِذْ لَمْ يَتْرُكُوهُمْ هَمَلًا بِغَيْرِ طَرِيقٍ